This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 18 May 2018. Well, a lot to talk about, like every week. First thing I'll mention off the bat is that gold dropped off significantly this week. On Wednesday, I believe, or Tuesday, it had hit a five-month low, and then it was lower the next day to hit basically a one-year low. And a lot of talk about the gold space. So I'm going to talk a bit more about gold and silver this week than I do in the normal updates. First headline up is from the Financial Post. Quote, we're right at peak gold, end quote. All major deposits have been discovered, declares Gold Corp chairman. Ian Teffler, chairman of Gold Corp, is the latest industry magnate to predict the world has reached, quote unquote, peak gold, saying that from here on out, mine production will continue to decline because all major deposits have been discovered. I'll add on to that, there's perhaps one or two, or maybe three, who knows, there may be a few out there that are major discoveries, but over the big picture, I totally agree with Ian that we have basically got all the easy to find gold and all the big deposits pretty much have been discovered. Again, there may be another one or two out there, but I am at the gold shows constantly worldwide, and a lot of these companies are very happy to report that they have like 1.5, 2 grams of gold per ton, which is, if you do the math, that's not many U.S. dollars per ton. So any increase in labor costs, infrastructure, water, diesel fuel, or anything like that could cut their margins significantly. And the only way to mine 1 gram gold and make a profit is have a huge operation, which means a huge amount of capital to put the whole system into production. So I think we are at peak gold. As far as silver's concerned, I'm more reserved about that. I don't think we've hit peak silver yet. Yes, I do know that we have had steady silver production out of the ground or slightly less the last couple of years, but 2 years don't make a market. Anyone that's followed me seriously for very long at all knows that I've been talking about the ongoing currency crisis, and this is actually taking place. If you read Jim Rickard's books, you'll get a better appreciation for what a currency crisis is and why it really is ongoing, even though you don't hear these terms in the mainstream news or financial press ever, or hardly at all. But this is from a news source that is well-known, Radio Farda. And the title is, As Currency Crisis Worsens, Iranians Begin to Invest in Gold. This will become a worldwide phenomena, and it is taking place in different areas, but this is one obviously about Iran. Iranians are reportedly investing in gold after the Central Bank of Iran last week issued strict limits on the amount of foreign currency travelers can take out of the country amid deepening currency crisis. With exchange offices forbidden to sell foreign currency and new rules limiting the amount of foreign currency travelers can take out of the country to 5,000 euros if leaving by air and 2,000 euros if exiting by land or sea, gold has become the new currency of choice for people hoping to move their money out of the country. And the next one up is from CNBC and their markets branch. Pope says financial derivatives are a, quote, ticking time bomb, end quote. Sounds like he took a page from Warren Buffett, but many, many years late. Some of the bullet points are, one, the Vatican called for more regulation of markets and financial systems. No, we don't need more regulation. What we need is people to obey the laws that exist and have an honest system, which is part of my mandate, or part of my mission statement. Back to the article. Secondly, two Holy See departments drafted a document saying the economic crisis showed markets were not able to govern themselves and need a strong injection of morality and ethics. Kind of back to point number one, you can write all the laws you want, but you cannot mandate honesty. It's got to come from a high moral structure in the society at large, which we have decayed so rapidly these last couple of decades that no legislation is going to do it. And then it's whose legislation? It's usually slanted. It's usually favored. It's usually lobbied for, and on it goes. Last point that I'll talk about in the article, The Vatican's pronouncement is considered official teachings of the Catholic Church and could affect the attitude of the church's 1.2 billion members. Well, look, if you're supposed to have high morals and be honest in all your affairs and everything that you do inside and outside the church, then they wouldn't have to mandate anything, now would they? Something to think of. Next article up is from Zero Hedge. A central banking insider just revealed the blueprint for when the next crisis hits. Talks about Mr. Cure and what he's been involved in with the Greek bailouts, Spain's bailouts, Portugal's bailout, second, third Romania bailouts, and the Cyprus bail-in. Bottom line of this article is that they'll focus on eliminating cash and going to all digital, and perhaps even this cryptocurrency type of situation. It's all about control, people. It's not about efficiencies or anything else that you might hear them discuss. What it really comes down to is they want to know every single thing that you buy, every time you do it, where it is, what it is, what it costs, etc. So, again, it's about control. And the end of this article talks about don't think that it's not going to happen in the United States. It will happen there as well. Next one up is, again, from Zero Hedge. Argentine peso collapses to new low despite massive intervention. Anyone that's looked at Argentina knows that they are one of the best or worst at having currency crisis very often. In fact, I've made mention in the past, and I'll do it again here, that if you really want to get a good documentary, look at The Empty ATM is the title, and it is from PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, and it is a documentary on the Argentine currency crisis in the year 2000. And this will give you a good idea of actually what takes place during a currency crisis, how people react, what they do to the banks, and basically how they survive. So that's something I would highly recommend if you have the time on the weekend, perhaps, to view that video or that documentary. Back to the article. The Argentine central bank spent over $1 billion buying pesos on Friday and another $1 billion to buy short-term bonds back to support the collapsing currency. Didn't do much good, as you can see from these graphs. And basically, once a currency goes south, there's really no bringing it back. And finally, I'll close out with a little bit about the silver market. It's actually been holding up well relative to gold. What does that mean? Yes, it was off like gold, but the ratio is actually about 78, and the high of the ratio has been around 82 or so. So it's not actually dropping as dramatically as gold percentage-wise. Certainly it has dropped. So both these metals look poised to move higher over the next few months. And the reason I say that with some conviction is that the underlying mining equities are actually showing some very good relative strength, especially the strongest of the strong, which are your top-tier cash-rich unhedged companies that we favor at the Morgan Report. And these companies are actually moving up, believe it or not. You can check that, verify it for yourself, while gold and silver have gotten pretty well dissed this week. Finishing off, the Silver Institute will sponsor a symposium at the Tech Connect World Innovation Conference in 2018. Silver Institute will sponsor this. It's a multi-sector gathering of technology leaders, researchers, innovators, technology prospectors, and investors. The Silver Materials and Innovation Symposium will be held for 2 days, May 14th and 15th, 2018. Well, it looks like I should stop there. It's already happened. So I guess what I'll say is I probably will get some information on this and be updating it probably on the blog. So sorry, folks, a little late. I've been traveling a lot and I didn't notice the date before I started reading. I'll leave it there. Remember, there's nothing more powerful than the truth, and I will be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.